Get up off of my half of the Davenport and go change your half of the baby.
Johnny Carson was an iconic American TV personality whose charm and humor made the Tonight Show a staple for over three decades.
Somebody ever thinks up an idea as good as I think up, they gotta beat me at it, that's all. This one is a Lulu.
Growing up in the Midwest, he earned the kind title of Nebraska's favorite son. A sign to his humble beginnings and the pride his state home felt for his success. Even though he was born in Iowa, he moved to Norfolk when he was 8. Carson's impact on late-night TV still inspires others in countless ways.
He was the king of late night, and there was no competitors.
Pat Hazel, a comedian, actor, and producer also from Nebraska, is the producer and director of Carson Tonight, Johnny's 99th birthday celebration. He recalls how people will tune into Carson right after the news, making it a special part of their routines. Hazel also points out that Carson helped launch the career of many entertainers who appear in his show.
He was as good with a regular person, a kid or an inventor or a pet or something like that. He showcased animals from the San Diego Zoo and that sort of thing. And it was just an all-around, generally entertaining. He wasn't political. He didn't take sides. He understood the news was for the news. But I think in many ways, I looked at him growing up and thought, oh, this guy's got a cool job. Like, I'd like to have a job like this.
Nebraska's favorite son transformed late-night television and created unforgettable moments for families across the nation.
Interestingly, all these years later, only having been on The Tonight Show with him one time as a stand-up comedian, and then subsequently been on a few times with Jay Leno.
He has created a unique experience exclusively for Nebraskans as a tribute to Johnny Carson. Audiences will get to see rare, never-before-seen clips from Carson's archives.
We created a show with Johnny's nephew, Jeff Sotzing. He's the head of Carson Entertainment Group. And our goal was to show what it's like when Johnny used to do a live show. We have a full 18-piece orchestra. So we have that. He also used to showcase jazz singers. So we've written a custom song where we have a woman singing. Nicole Henry is singing a tribute to Johnny. And we're showing film clips of all the many characters he played. So it flows like a taping. And I will do a monologue. I will introduce a couple of the pieces of talent and kind of just bring people together that to remember Johnny and also to see that the archival film clips, he's still relevant and funny today. So it's really powerful.
Johnny's 99th birthday celebration will take place this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. in Lincoln, followed by a Thursday event in Norfolk. More information is available on the Lead Center for Performing Arts or Norfolk's Johnny Carson Theater websites.
Let's have a good time. Forget the jokes.
Hello, Benita. Hello, Mary. Hello, Jack. I'm Ronnie. Look who's here.
Well, hello, Ronnie. Aren't you surprised at meeting me here?
Oh, am I?
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.